good afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion, Ohio, and Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Well, Merry, Merry Christmas Eve, Eve! How you doing? I hope everything is going well for you. I hope today finds you doing well. I hope you all are healthy out there and ready to go for Christmas Day. Do you have all your presents wrapped? Yes, I have a few more presents to take care of. I don't wrap presents. I bag my gifts. I've got the bags all bought. I just need to throw the items in the bag and maybe put a little bit of tissue, fancy little tissue paper in the top and get everything ready to go. And just a few things for my wife that I need to get prepared. My wife and I are going to celebrate our little Christmas on Christmas Eve. We have a tradition. We always get together on Christmas Eve, the two of us, and we order Chinese food, and we open our gifts. And we order from the Chinese restaurant in Delaware out on by Halk Road in the Kroger Shopping Plaza. There's a restaurant, a Chinese restaurant in the strip mall there called Shanghai. And I highly recommend it. Very good Chinese food. And we always order the sweet and sour chicken, the sesame chicken, and an order of crab rangoon. That's our tradition. And we enjoy it very, very much. And so that's the plan tomorrow. And that's what we do on Christmas Eve. So we have Christmas trivia today. And it's easy. So it you won't have to put your thinking cap hat on too hard today. And so we are giving away 4 gift cards today. 2 to Speedway, good for fuel and merchandise inside the store, so you can get yourself some snacks if you'd rather, or you can just use it on your gas. 2 $5 gift cards to Speedway, and we're giving away 2 $5 gift cards to Dollar General. So 4 gift cards today. We're going to do 4 drawings at the end of the program at 4:55, so you have a good chance of winning today. So you'll want to stand by for trivia. That'll be coming up momentarily. First of all, thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. If you get a chance, check out my website for the show. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. That's WEBS. Check that out. And we're streaming online right now at the radio station website. It's a great website as well, WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. I've got some quick Christmas facts for you today. Christmas wasn't always on December 25th. While Christmas celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ, there is no mention of December 25th in the Bible. Most historians actually posit that Jesus was born in the spring, and his birthday itself didn't become the official holiday until the 3rd century. Some historians believe the date was actually chosen because it coincided with a pagan festival of Saturnalia, which honored the agricultural god Saturn with celebrating and gift-giving. The tradition of Christmas trees goes all the way back to ancient Egypt and Romans, who marked the winter solstice with evergreens as a reminder that spring would return. So if you decorate with a green tree, wreaths, and evergreen garland, you're throwing it back, way back. You might want to brew a cup of tea when trimming your tree this year to pay homage to its origins. When Prince Albert of Germany introduced a tree to his new wife, Queen Victoria of England, it really took off across the pond. A drawing of the couple in front of a Christmas tree appeared in Illustrated London News in 1848, and as we say, the idea went viral. Coca-Cola. Before Coca-Cola got in on it, Santa used to look a lot less jolly, even spooky. It wasn't until 1931 when the beverage company hired an illustrator named Haddon Sunbaum for magazine ads that we got the jolly old elf. Now kids won't get nightmares when they dream of Christmas Eve. And, according to legend, we hang stockings by the chimney with care thanks to a poor man who didn't have enough money for his three daughters' dowries. Generous old Saint Nick dropped the bag of gold down their chimney one night where the girls had hung their stockings to dry. That's where the gold ended up, and that's how the tradition began. So some Christmas facts for you. Let's jump right to the trivia now. My phone number is 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I will sign you up for a chance to win one of these four gift cards. So you've got a good chance to win today. So today is the day to call, and we've got easy Christmas trivia for you today. I mean, it's so easy, you could hang it on a Christmas tree. Okay, here we go. What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his shiny nose? What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his shiny nose? 740-383-9944. What are some other names? What are some other popular names for Santa Claus? What are some other popular names for Santa Claus? In the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, what happened every time a bell rang? In the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, what happened every time a bell rang? Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, mate?
I'm good, Bob. Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you and your wife.
Well, thank you.
They didn't let Rudolph play in the games.
Yes, he wouldn't let him play in those games, would they?
Right.
Yes.
What do you got playing for Christmas?
Well, on Christmas Eve, the wife and I are going to hang out together. On Christmas Day, we're going to go over to my parents' house with my brother there, and we're going to play games and eat and have a good time.
Well, we're going to have we got a split Christmas this year. We'll have some in tomorrow night, then we'll have some in on Friday.
Okay.
Well, it's split up. Everybody's going to have a mask on, except when they're eating, you know, and try to hold it down. It's all family. I've been cooking, and my daughter-in-law is getting ready to do her cooking a little bit, and we're just going to hang out here.
All right. Are you having ham, or what are you having?
Well, I got some people that like ham and some that don't. I don't like turkey and stuff, though, so we're having both.
You're having both. Wow. Sounds good, Bob.
Yeah, well, when it comes to holiday time, I save back everything I can save back to make it through the holidays.
Yeah.
So, we're having sweet potatoes, lightsabers, gravy, shelled corn, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
So what don't eat tomorrow night? Well, it's all planned out. But not 8 tomorrow night. The ones that call on Friday, then it'll be the leftovers.
Hey, all right. Sounds like a winner.
Yep. So, anyway, I hope you and your wife have a good one.
Hey, you too, Bob. Enjoy it, okay?
Oh, and by the way, with this post office and all, I still haven't got in there yet, so...
Okay, I sent a new one out this week, so give it a few days, and hopefully you'll get the new one.
Well, we've been watching, and the guy that lives there, his aunt sent a letter out from Columbus, a cartoon the day after Thanksgiving, and he finally got it yesterday.
My goodness, yes.
So, I don't know why the post office is not kept like this.
Yeah, right.
So, anyway, I'll get off the hill, but you all have a good one.
Hey, you too. Merry Christmas, Bob.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is my phone number. What words follow Silent Night in the song? What words follow Silent Night in the song? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, other names for Santa, St. Nick and Kris Kringle.
Yes, that's correct. Well, how are you doing today?
Fairly good.
Good, good. Are you all ready for the big day?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Got everything bought?
Yeah. Yep, not going back out anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be too crazy to go back out anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going out anymore, either. We decided a couple days ago it was close enough. All right. Well, hey, you have a Merry Christmas, and thanks for calling.
All right, and you have a Merry Christmas, too.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right, we have Bob and David in our drawing so far, 740-383-9944. We're giving away 4 gift cards today, 2 to Dollar General and 2 to Speedway. Hi, we're on the air.
I'm in a Bell Rings Angel Kids Twins.
Yes, that's right. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good. Do you have everything wrapped and ready to go?
I got to wrap one present that just arrived today.
Oh, okay. Wow. They were cutting it close, weren't they?
Well, I just ordered it Sunday, but...
Oh, okay. a rush from Amazon or the post office, huh?
Yeah.
Right. I ordered something closer to the holiday, and I got it last week, so I was hoping I'd beat the holiday. Right. All right. Well, you have a Merry Christmas, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah,
bye-bye. All right, that's Miss Ashley right there. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back after these words.
NewsForce is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are NewsForce247.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Charlie, have you ever been visited by a ghost on Christmas Eve like Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol?
Well, no, I can't say I have, but I have had similar experiences. I saw Hillary Clinton on TV reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
How is that similar?
Well, it's like being visited by the ghost of Christmas past, present, and yet to come, all at the same time. And old Ebenezer Evers was not happy. Bah, humbug! Bah, Hillary.
Happy holidays from WWGA.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWE.
We are back, and we are doing trivia, Christmas trivia, easy Christmas trivia today. What is Ralphie's little brother's name in the movie A Christmas Story? What is Ralphie's little brother's name in the movie A Christmas Story? In the Carol Jingle Bells, what kind of sleigh is mentioned? In the Carol Jingle Bells, what kind of sleigh is mentioned? What color was the Christmas that Elvis Presley had? What color was the Christmas that Elvis Presley had? In 1953, this Christmas song was Eartha Kitt's biggest hit of her career. In 1953, this Christmas song was Eartha Kitt's biggest of her career. Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
Holy Night.
Holy Night. Yes, that is correct. How are you doing today?
Good.
Are you all ready for Christmas?
Uh-huh.
Are you excited about what kind of presents you're going to get?
I don't know.
Not sure? Is there something that specifically that you want?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. You must be pretty satisfied with what you got. Well, that's good. Well, you have a Merry Christmas, okay?
Okay. You too.
Okay, thank you, and thanks for calling.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Miss Allison right there on our telephone lines. 4:33 is the time. So glad you're tuned in to 107.1 FM WWGH. What do you say, or how do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish? How do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Ready for Christmas.
Ready for Christmas?
Yep.
Yeah, we are too. It's going to be a small one this year, but we are wrapped and ready to go.
Those are. I guess some of the families self-quarantining, so won't see them probably for a few days.
Okay.
Yep. They work at Honda, and one of them had contact, so they just decided they'd better stay away.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yep. Tis the season for that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Unfortunately.
I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, listening to the news that Tracy Kinsler that Scott interviews, it sounds like it might be.
Yeah.
At least they got the vaccine going, and hopefully they can distribute that as quick as they can.
Yeah, I hope so.
And get that to the regular folks as well.
That's right. Yeah.
So that's a hope.
It's got to help, you know.
Yeah, it's got to help.
Probably the middle of the year, I would guess, when most, you know, the last of the people probably get it, you know, and you gotta, I don't know, a good 6 weeks or so, you know, when after you get your first shot, because you gotta get your second shot, and then you gotta wait, you know, before it really becomes effective, so. Doesn't happen right away.
Right. It's definitely a process, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, the whole thing is just 2020 and everything that has just been such a weird year.
It's
going to go down in history for sure.
Yeah. I hope it does go down in history.
I hope it goes down and behind us.
Right. That's right.
I hope 2021 is the year of the recharge and we get recharged up and ready to go anyhow.
Yeah. Well, Elvis had a blue Christmas.
Yes, he did. I love that song.
Yeah, I do too.
That's just a neat song, the way he sings it.
Yeah.
Every time, he just has such a unique voice. Every time you hear one of his songs come on, you just automatically know it's him.
I really enjoy him. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
I listen, on my XM, I listen to Elvis Radio quite a bit.
Yeah, they just got that Elvis channel.
Yeah, it's just sort of easy listening, you know, and the big variety. He's so versatile in his voice. you know.
Yeah, he really is.
Hard songs and a lot of soft, real soft songs, and so.
Yeah, he just did it all, didn't he?
He did.
He sure did. Definitely an American treasure.
Yep.
For sure.
Well, you and your wife and brother and your mom have a nice Christmas.
Hey, you too, Ernie. Merry Christmas to you, and appreciate you sticking with us throughout the year.
For sure. All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, Ernie. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Give us a ring. We are giving away 4 gift cards today, 2 to Speedway, good for gas and merchandise, and 2 to Dollar General. Hi, we're on the air. Feliz Navidad. That's right. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I'm going to guess, is this Noah?
Yeah.
Well, Noah, are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah, and that's my favorite song. Feliz Navidad.
Oh, Feliz Navidad is your favorite song. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Do you have anything in particular you're looking forward to getting for Christmas that you think you might get?
A little
four-wheeler. Oh, a little four-wheeler. Well, that sounds good. Well, that's great. Well, Noah, you have a Merry Christmas, and I hope you get everything you want. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, 4:39 is the time, and let's see, I think, 3 of Santa's reindeer names began with the letter D. What are those names? 3 of Santa's reindeer names began with the letter D. What are those names? And those are the trivia questions that I will give to you for now, right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in the ever-so-comfortable air chair 1. You know, I say that throughout the year, that it's a ever-so-comfortable air chair 1. It really is a nice leather or pleather. I'm not sure if it's real leather or not, but it is a nice leather air chair 1, and we even have a bow on it for this show. Just kidding. No, I really don't have a bow on it yet. Hi, we're on the air.
Dancer, Donner, and Dasher?
Yes, that's right. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Is this Sarah?
It is.
All right. Well, Sarah, how are you ready to go for Christmas?
I am not.
No?
Not the answer you were expecting, was
it? Well, that's all right. You know, you never know if folks are ready to go or not.
I like the thrill of the last minute.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be out and about.
After I get the tree put up.
Oh, okay. You gotta put the tree up. Okay, all right. Now, when you put it up, do you leave it up until New Year's?
Just depends on my mood that year.
Oh, okay. All right.
You don't want to get too predictable.
Right. Mix it up, right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, hey, I appreciate you calling, and I'll get you in the drawing here, and you have a Merry Christmas, all right?
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is my phone number, and the calls keep rolling in. Hi, we're on the air.
Santa Baby.
That is exactly right. Eartha Kitt's biggest hit. How are you doing today? You doing good today? Are you still with me?
Yes.
All right, there you go. Is this Lucas?
Yes.
All right, Lucas. Well, good to hear from you, buddy. Are you ready for Christmas?
Yes.
All right. All right. Good deal. Well, thanks for calling, and you have a Merry Christmas, all right?
Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okie dokie. There we go. We got several phone calls in here. It's good to hear from the folks. And again, giving away four gift cards today. So we're going to do four drawings at 4:55 this afternoon. Two to Speedway, good for gas and merchandise inside the store. And two gift cards to Dollar General. So that's what is in the hopper for today on this December the 23rd, Merry Christmas Eve Eve to you. You know, I'm sitting here looking at the official WWGH Christmas tree, and I noticed that all of a sudden the lights on the lower part of the tree start flashing. And I swear that last week they didn't do that. So I don't know if it's just that it's closer to Christmas and the tree is in a happy mood or what. But those lights just started flashing at me, and I think, you know, that's pretty cool. Or maybe it got warm enough in here, they warmed up. You know, I think that's how they work. They warm up enough and then they start flashing. Who knows? Not sure. Well, hey, it's about time to take another break, but I'm going to try to get an offbeat news story in here for you. Police in Wisconsin said an honest stranger who found $3,000 on the sidewalk saved Christmas for a family by helping return the cash. The Walsall Police Department said a resident walking in the city found a bundle containing $3,000 worth of cash, multiple Christmas gift envelopes, and a bank receipt. The resident turned the money over to police, who contacted the institution listed on the receipt, People's State Bank. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air.
Blue picnic.
Yeah, yes. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. And who's this?
Bentley.
Bentley. Well, good to hear from you, Bentley. Are you ready to go for Christmas?
Yeah.
All right. Are you excited about what you might get?
Yeah.
All right, good deal.
Charlie, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
All right, and well, I'll tell you what, you have a Merry Christmas, okay?
All right.
All right, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh,
bye-bye. All right, taking a break. We'll be back after these words.
Happy holidays from WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Two, one. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
News Force is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are newsforce247.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, we are back. Had a call come in during the break. Give me a call back here at 740-383-9944, and we'll get you up on the air. Caught me during the break there. So, hey, give me a call back, and we will put you through for sure. 4:47 is the time. It is time for What's That in the Mailbox? And today we hear from Kurt, and he emailed the inbox, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. And we'll tell you what he said after we grab a phone call here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, this is Becky. Could you repeat the questions you have left? We didn't catch it to begin with.
Yeah, sure will. Here, I'll tell you right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I've got in the carol Jingle Bells, what kind of sleigh is mentioned? And then I've got, what is Ralphie's little brother's name in the movie A Christmas Story?
Okay.
Those are the two I got. Those are the two I've got left.
That's the one horse open sleigh.
Yeah, one horse open sleigh. That is right. That is correct. Well, are you ready to go for Christmas?
Oh, as ready as we'll ever be.
Ready as you'll ever be.
Yeah.
I understand the feeling. When I used to work in retail, I worked in retail for 12 years, worked for Walmart, and I worked supervising the cashiers. And I'll tell you, by the time Christmas was done, I was done.
Oh, I bet you were.
It was so.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you also know I got my card in the mail.
Okay. All right. Very good. I'm glad to hear it. I was worried about that. I was wondering if you did. So
I wish you and your wife a Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, and I appreciate you sticking with us throughout the year. It means a lot to us.
You have a good day now, Nate.
Hey, you too, Becky. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, what's that in the mailbox? Kurt wants to know, hey, Nate, what do you do Christmas Eve and Christmas Day? Well, I think I might have already answered the question a little bit earlier in the program, but I'll tell you what. I'll come back and tell you in just a moment after we grab a phone call here. Hi, we're on the air.
Randy.
Yes, Randy. That is correct. How are you doing today?
Oh, all right. I'm just rushing around.
Rushing around, getting that last-minute stuff done, right?
Well, trying to help Mom.
Okay. you got to do some last-minute wrapping?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. Well, hey, you have a Merry Christmas, all right?
All right.
Okay, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. And that was Miss April right there ringing our phone lines here at 740-383-9944. Okay, that was all the questions that I gave to you. I have a couple left in case somebody wants to come through and answer some. What Bing Crosby song is the best-selling single ever? What Bing Crosby song is the best-selling single ever? Which milk-based beverage is available around the Christmas holidays and comes in both alcoholic and non-alcoholic versions? Which milk-based beverage is available around the Christmas holidays and comes in both alcoholic and non-alcoholic versions? And this is easy. What do you leave for Santa? What do you leave for Santa? Hi, we're on the air.
How about eggnog?
Eggnog, that's right. How you doing, Ralph?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Good deal, good deal.
Yeah, we just been to the store and we're talking to Scott, and we kind of got sidetracked off the show. I told Scott I had to get out there and get you on the radio.
Oh, well, that's great. Yeah, old Scott's working today.
Yeah, he was out there, and we kind of run into him and talked to him for a little bit. And
yeah, he's probably working hard, isn't he?
Well, he kind of was the doorman today.
Oh, he's the doorman today. He's watching for folks, making sure they're putting on their mask and sanitizer, probably.
As he says, keeping it in line.
Yeah, right. That's a special job in and of itself.
I would think so, because you never know what you're going to get out of it.
Right.
Somebody might lay into you, and you don't want that for sure.
No, not around the holidays.
Yeah. But anyhow, that's what I told her. I said, tell him we got sidetracked talking to Scott. But anyways, I told Scott, I got to get out there and get Nate on. He said, that's right, Nate is on. I said, we always listen to it. But anyhow, I'll let you get back if you've got a couple more there. I had either one of those you asked the first thing, but I just took the eggnog.
Okay, well, hey, do you like eggnog, by the way?
I have never had it.
Never had it.
I have never.
I'll tell you what, it is quite the drink in and of itself. Whew, it's pretty thick.
like drinking raw egg.
Yeah, so it is.
All right, Nate.
All right.
Like to say, yeah,
okay.
Have a good Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 4:53 is the time, and we've got a couple more minutes left. If you want to call and sign up for one of these gift cards, giving away four gift cards today, two to Dollar General and two to Speedway, good for gas or merchandise inside the store. You can go there and get you a hot chocolate. How's that? Yeah, warm yourself up with a hot chocolate. What animated film depicted a train that took kids to the North Pole on Christmas Eve? What animated film depicted a train that took kids to the North Pole on Christmas Eve? And what were the names of the ghosts in A Christmas Carol? What were the names of the ghosts in The Christmas Carol? 740-383-9944 is my phone number. Okay, Kurt emailed the inbox for What's That in the Mailbox? RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. You can email a question too, and I'll put it on the air. He wanted to know what I do on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I think I might have answered that question earlier, but what I do on Christmas Eve is get together with the wife, and we celebrate our little Christmas together. And then on Christmas Day, I get together with my mom and dad and brother, and we play games and eat and have a good time. So that's what we do. Hi, we're on the air. Hey, Bob. Yeah.
Cookies and milk.
Cookies and milk for Santa. Yes, sir.
All right,
buddy. Thank you. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Like I said, you have a good one.
Hey, you too. Appreciate you. Thank you. All right, and that brings us to 4:55, and I've got some names to draw today. Yes, indeed. We didn't really get to any content today, just answered phone calls, and it's been a blast. I have totally enjoyed it. Appreciate you ringing my phones today. We thank everybody for calling in today, and it's time to find out who our winners are. All righty. Let's get my papers going here. Mix everybody up. And let's pull the first one. The first winner is for a Dollar General gift card. And the winner is Allison. Allison, congratulations. You win a Dollar General gift card. Okay, we're going to do another Dollar General gift card. And the winner of that Dollar General gift card is Lucas. Lucas, congratulations. You win a Dollar General gift card. All righty. Now, turning to the Speedway, let us see who wins a Speedway gift card.
And the winner of the Speedway gift card is Sarah. Sarah, congratulations. You're the winner of the Speedway gift card. And for our last Speedway gift card, let us draw here. And the winner of that Speedway gift card is Ashley. Ashley, congratulations. You are the winner of that Speedway gift card. So our winners were Allison, Dollar General, Lucas, Dollar General, Sarah, Speedway, Ashley, Speedway. Speedway's gift card is good for merchandise inside the store or gas, either one that you want to use. So there you go. All righty, it's been a fun program today. I'm going to see if I can get a recipe in here. I've got candy cane cookies today. Candy cane cookies. And you actually roll these into little balls is how these work. And 1/3 cup finely chopped candy canes, about 6 small divided. 1 package of Philadelphia cream cheese softened. 36 vanilla cream filled chocolate sandwich cookies finely crushed. 4 packages semi-sweet chocolate broken into pieces melted. Reserve 1 tablespoon chopped candy. Mix remaining candy with cream cheese and cookie crumbs until blended. Shape into 48-inch balls. Freeze 10 minutes. Dip your candy cane cookie balls in melted chocolate. Place on wax paper covered rimmed baking sheet. Sprinkle with reserved candy. Refrigerate 1 hour or until firm. So there you go. Candy cane cookies. That is our recipe for Ladies' Corner for today. Well, folks, from the bottom of my heart, I want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. I hope you get to have a good Christmas. Maybe get with a little bit of family, or maybe just your wife or your significant other, and get something to eat, maybe, and get to open some gifts. For those of you out there that have it rough this Christmas, I understand that, Christmas is a tough time of year for a lot of folks. So I'm thinking of you this Christmas season as well. So Merry Christmas to everybody out there. I'll be here next week from 4:15 to 5 o'clock with our last show of the year on Offbeat News and Trivia. Check out the website, RadioNate.webs.com. That's RadioNate.webs.com. Merry Christmas Eve Eve. You all have a very Merry Christmas.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.